No, he's doing fine, really. I'm just...
I don't know your dream.
If you're talking about lettuce or cabbage, you'd say we raised 25...
heads of cabbage.
All right. And now the corn, the part that you take off, is called the...
shuck.
All right. And that corn served on a cob is called...
corn on the cob.
Yeah. Did you ever call it anything else?
No.
Roasting?
Roasting there.
Yeah. And the part of the corn stalk that you take off, the top part, on the corn, that part of the corn stalk that you see up there that's on the very top when it's, that you have to remove.
Well, that's the tassel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the stuff you take off the...
off the silk.
Yeah. And these little things that look like... they look like this. They grow very close to the ground. They look about like that.
Yeah.
You see them growing.
Mushrooms.
Yeah. And some of them you can't eat because they're...
I don't eat any of them. I don't know.
Well, there's some of them are supposed
some
to be.
Corn.
Yeah. What are they? Do you have a special name for that type?
No, I don't think so. I don't.
Did you ever hear them called either frog tables or frog stools?
Frog stools. I've heard that name. Yeah.
And if someone had something stuck in his throat, you'd say he couldn't
swallow.
All right. And things that people, some tobacco products. Just, you know, some different things that are that are made with tobacco.
Oh, cigarettes and chewing tobacco and cigars.
Uh-huh. And if,
snuff.
All right. Yeah. If you don't owe any money to anybody, you'd say I'm
out of debt. I don't owe anything. Don't owe anybody.
Would you ever use obligated or beholden?
Yeah, sure.
Which of those?
Well, obligated.
Mm-hmm. And if someone asks you if you're able to do something, can you do something? You'd say
yes, I am.
I can.
I can.
And if you're not able, you say,
No, I'm not able.
I can't.
Okay.
Yeah. And you say, I'm really tired today because I really...
been working hard.
All right. And if someone's no longer alive, you'd say he's...
dead.
Now, if someone is dead and they someone had been sick and was sick for a long time, and you said and they finally got around to calling the doctor, but by the time the doctor got there, you'd say he was already
dead.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say done dead there? He was done dead by the time the doctor got there. That wouldn't sound
done
right.
Done dead? You. I don't think I'd say that.
All right. And if someone wasn't someone had something stuck in his throat. Did I ask you this?
Yeah.
Okay. If a child, see a boy riding around here on a motorcycle and he's going too fast, you'd say to be careful. He really... to be careful.
Well... if he's not careful, he's going to get killed or something.
Uh-huh. All right. But would you say something like he belongs to be careful or he ought to be careful?
He ought to be careful.
All right. And if you're talking to a child about, you're talking about, say, one of your grandchildren, you know, and you might say to them, now, to do that, you do that.
Well... I don't hardly know how I'd go about that.
Well, something like, would you ever say dasn't? You dasn't do that?
I just say don't do that.
All right. And if someone didn't know something, but you thought they...